Good morning. Thanks for tuning in. Well, the Australian share market appears to be set for a lower open on Wednesday. SPY futures finished down by about 1%. And the interesting thing about that is that it is starkly at odds with the upswing that we've seen for Northern Hemisphere markets overnight. And there's, I suppose, a case to be made for the lower result for the futures. Over the course of the last couple of days, the Australian share market has put together a pretty convincing improvement, up in the order of around 5%. So perhaps that lower close for the futures in after-hours trade reflects a little bit of caution on the part of local investors. But given what we saw in US and European trade, there might be a case for the market at the very least consolidating again before moving ahead, because investors are very much focused on that V-shaped recovery, given the sprightliness of the improvement in the last couple of days. So what we saw overseas is, in Europe in particular, there were headlines turning around the reopening of borders, but in particular in countries that have been seen as the epicenter for the COVID-19 virus. So Italy is expecting to open its borders to international travellers in June. Likewise for Spain, they are anticipating doing that at the beginning of July. So these are quite symbolic moves given where we have come from over the course of recent history, particularly Italy and Spain. So in Spain, the IBEX was up by around 2%. We saw the German DAX up by about 1%, so solid improvements there. In the US, the market performance saw the Dow up by around 2.2%. What stood out was that sectors that have been improving quite aggressively over the course of recent weeks and months lagged, and that was reflected in the NASDAQ only posting a small improvement, up by around 2%. So technology stocks lagged, but the organisations that have been left behind in the recent rally were noted improvers. So in the case of the financials, we saw Goldman's, JP Morgan, Bank of America, Chase, all up in the order of around 7 to 9%. Elsewhere, we saw some big improvements for the cruise liners. These stocks were considered quite toxic only weeks ago, but today we had Norwegian Cruise Lines up by around 15%, Carnival was up by around 12%, Royal Caribbean up by around 14%. Airlines were up smartly as well, United Airlines up by around 15%, and the casino stocks, again, another example of this theme, they were up quite smartly across the board as well. So rightly or wrongly, the V-shaped recovery is the theme that is guiding investors at the moment. Of course, there'll be a reckoning in the next couple of months, 3 to 4 months' time, to see whether or not that economic momentum having created in April, whether or not that is continuing in a convincing manner in the months ahead. That will be something to look out for. But for the moment, that is being considered as less of a priority to focus on, as has been the diplomatic situation between the United States and China. We started out the week being a little bit concerned about how that might develop, but it is the economic picture that is firmly front of mind for investors at the moment. So that was behind the improvement that we saw for oil prices overnight, up by around 3%. Economic news in the United States saw new home sales in focus. These were important for the fact that there was expected to be a big decline for new home sales in April. But what we saw was a gain of around 0.6%. That doesn't appear much, but when you're expecting a near 22% fall in that measure, that is a universe away from that outcome. So that's just another example of the sort of thing that is encouraging investors at the moment. Elsewhere, we on the local front, we don't have much to look forward to in terms of economic news, just construction work done for the last quarter. So it's really going to be a case of whether or not those futures hold true in terms of expecting a fall of about 1% at the open. Keep an eye on the Asian markets today in regional trade as well to see whether or not they reflect some of the improvements that we saw for US markets overnight. The Aussie dollar is another example of this upswing in optimism. It's gained more than the US cent overnight, so it's trading around 66.5 US cents.